This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March the 22nd, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The second item on our agenda is the Draft Advisory Opinion 2007-1, Senator Claire McCaskill. Mr. Vice Chairman, I note we have a late submitted agenda document.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move suspension of our rules concerning the timely submission of agenda documents so that we may consider the draft advisory opinion set forth in Agenda Document 0719.
Very good. The Vice Chairman is so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. We have from the General Counsel's Office, Stacey Shin and Dwayne Pugh. Ms. Shin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. The draft advisory opinion before you responds to a request on behalf of Senator McCaskill and McCaskill for Auditor. Prior to her election to the United States Senate in 2006, Senator McCaskill was a candidate for governor and state auditor. McCaskill for Auditor Committee was established under Missouri law in preparation for her re-election campaign for state auditor. The requesters ask whether they may raise funds in accordance with Missouri law to retire the committee's debts remaining from these state campaigns, including debt owed to Senator McCaskill. The draft concludes that McCaskill for Auditor and its agents may raise funds in accordance with Missouri state law for the sole purpose of retiring the committee's debt that remains from these previous state candidacies. In the alternative, the requesters may raise federally permissible funds. The draft also concludes that solicitations referring to Senator McCaskill are permitted under the Act so long as such solicitations comply with Missouri law and refer only to Senator McCaskill and other candidates for the same state offices. In addition, the Act's general restrictions on state candidates do not apply to this situation because the conduct is governed by a more specific provision of the Act pertaining to a federal office holder who was previously a state candidate. And finally, the draft does not reach the requester's question concerning an exemption under the Commission's coordinated communications regulations, because whereas here the candidate and her agents are paying for the communications, the payment prong is not satisfied and the coordinated communication definition is inapplicable. We have not received any comments on the draft advisory opinion, and I will be happy to address any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any comments from the commission? Okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of the draft advisory opinion 2007-1.
Very good. The Vice Chairman is so moved. Any discussion on the issue? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. The next four items on our agenda all involve reforms to this agency's practices and procedures. Two of them are issues of longstanding here at the agency. One involves the updating of our ethics rules, and the second it changes to our administrative fines program. And two of those items were part of the reforms we began last year, and we will be bringing those to completion here, that being both the sua sponte policy and the embezzlement policy. And before we moved on to the substance, I did want to take a moment to express my thanks and appreciation to our staff, who has been working very, very hard to get all of this work done, and also to the commissioners. I can look through these documents and see the handiwork of everyone at this table. In some cases, a lot of work went into this on the part of commissioners trying to think through how best to achieve these goals. And so I think that it is very heartening that we have been able to achieve so much, or I think we anticipate we will achieve so much today, and that the effects of these changes are immediate. Certainly we have had a number this year already of expedited advisory opinions was a process that we began last year. It was only the 8th of March that we voted in a procedure to begin pre-probable cause hearings. Some 2 weeks later, we've now held our first. And so the changes to the operation of this agency are occurring now. we are seeing the effects now. And I wanted to thank everybody for the hard work that went into making this all possible. With that, I would like to move to the first of the items, which is the draft notice of proposed rulemaking on standards of conduct. Mr. Vice Chairman, I note again we have a late submitted document.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move suspension of our rules concerning the timely submission of documents so that we may consider agenda document 0726.
Very good. The Vice Chairman is so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. We have Robert Knopf, Stacy Shin, and Dwayne Pugh from the General Counsel's Office. Mr. Knopf.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Agenda document 0726 is a draft notice of proposed rulemaking on standards of conduct for commissioners and commission employees. The proposed rules would update the commission's regulations to reflect statutory changes to the Ethics in Government Act and the Hatch Act since the commission's standards of conduct were originally promulgated. The proposed rules would conform the Commission's ethics rules to regulations issued by the Office of Government Ethics and the Office of Personnel Management. The proposed changes to the Commission's standards of conduct can be divided into three general categories. The first category is current regulations that the Commission proposes to delete because they are supplanted by OGE and OPM regulations. The second category is current regulations that the Commission proposes to retain either because they are informational or procedural in nature, or because they are based on statutory authority other than the Ethics in Government Act or the Hatch Act. And the third category is new regulations that would supplement OGE's ethics regulations and be issued with OGE's approval. Most notable of these is one on outside activities of commission employees. Under the proposed rule, Commission employees would be required to obtain prior approval in order to engage in outside activities where the services that they would provide are related to the employee's official duties or involve the use of the same specialized skills or educational background as the employee uses in performing official duties. One final point I'd like to make is that all of the proposed rule in the draft NPRM must be reviewed and approved by the Office of Government Ethics prior to being published in the Federal Register and put out for public comment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Thank you. Any comments or discussion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am incredibly gratified to have this document in front of us because it started back when I was chair, and we had to sideline it because we had a number of other more pressing rulemaking projects, and I'm very glad that we're finally able to get back to it. In a sense, it's a housekeeping matter because the commission has, by longstanding practice, followed the rules that are issued by the Office of Government Ethics, and so we're not really changing a lot in the way we do business here. But I think it's important that we have rules that are on their face in compliance with the rules that everybody else in the government follows. Particularly important to me as an old ethics lawyer to make sure that our rules were exactly as they ought to be, and I am very pleased that we are finally in a position to get this rulemaking out the door, and I appreciate very much the many hours of work that went into this document by Mr. Knopf and Mr. Pugh and all the work that went into back and forth with the Office of Government Ethics, and I hope that this will now smoothly go towards agreement with the Office of Government Ethics and a final rule.
Very good. Other comments? Question? A motion, maybe? Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of Agenda Document 07-26.
Commissioner Weintraub is so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, Commissioner Weintraub's motion is adopted by a vote of 5-0.